After the birth of her first child, Sarah was very eager to get home, and she packed up her bag, and she left the room that she had been in at the hospital, and she moved excitedly towards the elevator doors, and she was talking to the nurse and her husband next to her. And as she moved closer and closer to the doors with her bag, so excited to finally go home, she realized that her husband and the nurse weren't next to her. She turns and looks over her shoulder, and they're standing behind her, sort of flabbergasted. And they say to her, "Are you forgetting something?"
Yeah.
She racked her brain, what? Then realized that she'd forgotten the baby. I'm sure that none of us have ever done anything like that, where we've put our glasses down in one place and turned around and literally have had no idea where they've gone. Or we've gone to call a friend or a partner and said, "I know I called you for a reason, but I have absolutely no idea what that was." That is how memory works, is sometimes it's there and sometimes it just disappears. We don't have the space or the capacity to hold every piece of information, but memory itself plays unique and challenging tricks on us all. Memory actually is quite fickle. There are some things we remember from decades ago, the hint of a melody or a specific tree we sat under when an important conversation was had, but we can't remember where we set our car keys or what we had for dinner. It is unpredictable. And on Monday, we as a nation will commemorate Memorial Day, founded in the aftermath of the bloody Civil War to remember those who died in battle. But for most people, it marks the unofficial start to summer. Because Americans, by and large, have remarkably short memories. We discuss the hot button issues of today as if we have not grappled with those same issues before. We evaluate the next armed conflict with faded memories of past wars. And as Americans, we tend to like a happy ending. We are hopelessly optimistic and forward-thinking, and we drive to push aside painful memories of our past. Perhaps it has helped us to continue to wrestle with this great experiment we call America, but it means that we do not always remember what we should. But in contrast to the very short memories of Americans, Jewish memory is long, very, very long. Our memory as a people goes back thousands of years, all the way to slavery. I can't remember what I had for dinner, but I remember that I was a slave in Egypt, an experience recalled from words of Kiddush, or Ve'ahavta, or Michamocha. We remember the historical traumas that our people has suffered as if they were yesterday. The destruction of the temple in Jerusalem is woven into the liturgy we recite every Shabbat. The long and painful narrative and living out of anti-Semitism from the very early church fathers to Nazi Germany till today. The stories of our grandparents who suffered at the hands of the czars as part of much of our family lore. We strive as a people for optimism and hope, but painful memories have left very deep scars. For some, the pain of Jewish history casts a deep shadow on the joy of Jewish living. Perhaps as individuals, we lie somewhere in between. We, perhaps like our fellow Americans, keep up a spirit of hopefulness. Our memories of hurt and loss, they fade with time. It's part of our ritual of mourning, Yom Kippur of acknowledging, to remember but to always move forward, which softens the painful memories with time and allows us not to get stuck in cycles of anxiety and regret. Instead, we acknowledge, we soothe, and we move on, hopeful that we can change and that those around us can move forward with optimism as well. But yet, perhaps with our Jewish communal DNA, we each as individuals remember distinct moments of our childhood, of our friendships, of trips taken, of words used by colleagues, mistakes made, and loves lost so acutely that they become part of our physical and emotional makeup. They come to define us. Just as Jewish history and memory from the Exodus to October 7th come to define every part of our Jewish living. So we as individuals sit in the middle of a short and optimistic memory as Americans, but a sometimes long and painful memories as Jews. Memorial Day is a day to remember those who have fallen in service of country. In remembering those who have fought and died in the defense of freedom and of hope, of memory of what this country was founded upon, it asks us too on this Shabbat of Memorial Day to reflect on really what it is to remember, to tell and to retell stories, to acknowledge and admit that our memories are intentionally fallible, that while we hold on to important parts of our personal and communal memories so tightly, we also must move forward with hope and optimism, bringing those stories along in the creation of new ones. As I mentioned this past Wednesday, Kylie, David, and I returned from Havana Shira, a 32-year-old conference. I hear many stories when I'm at this conference about how it used to be when. And I was often there when those people remember, and my experience was always very different. I just remember it differently. My memory is different. And in the future, Kylie will remember her first Havana Shira as it was for her this year, just as I remember my first in 1994. But our memories will be so different. But no one is right or wrong. No one memory tells the story the same way. No one has ownership over a memory. Instead, we find this pathway between long memories we as Jews carry and the short memories we as Americans hold to honor our past, to interrogate the present, and to move on to a hopeful, vibrant, and peaceful future. Shabbat Shalom.